A cold front pushed through the area last night with a scattering of snow showers and a couple of heavier bursts of snow, especially through the evening. Behind that front today, we're looking at bright sunshine, a busy wind. It is pretty gusty this afternoon, and our temperatures are on the cool side, running mainly in the 20s and 30s this afternoon. So kind of a seasonable winter day across the Northeast, certainly a lot less harsh than the frigid air we had over the weekend. Moving into tonight, high pressure will build in from the west, and as the high moves overhead, the wind will diminish, so it turns less windy. But with high pressure overhead and clear sky, temperatures will fall quickly through the night. We are targeting overnight low temperatures to be mainly in the single digits and lower teens across the area. Some portions of the Adirondacks will drop below zero as the night moves along. The day tomorrow will start with high pressure overhead, so sunshine will be with us early in the day, but as high pressure moves away, that sun will fade behind increasing clouds. The clouds are increasing as a warm front approaches. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s across New York and western New England, so a little bit milder than today. And as that warm front gets closer later tomorrow, there is the chance for a few snow showers, especially late in the day. Moving into tomorrow night, the warm front will cross our area, and there is the chance of a light wintry mix across the region. Temperatures tomorrow night will not fall too far. In fact, it may even rise a couple of degrees later at night. And that's going to set the stage for a mild weekend across our area. Plenty of clouds on Saturday. Some breaks of sunshine are possible, and there may be a few showers from time to time. Temperatures, though, will be warm as we come up into the 40s on Saturday afternoon, and a breeze out of the southwest will be gusty at times. The mild weather continues into Sunday, with temperatures running mainly in the 40s once again, and then we begin to cool back off slowly as we head into the first part of next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10, dropping below 0 in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds, a chance of snow showers late, high 30 to 35. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10, dropping below 0 in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of snow showers or a light mix, mainly during the afternoon, high 30 to 35. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds, high in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 5 to 10. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds, chance of snow showers late, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance for a few showers, breezy and warmer, with highs in the 40s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a chance for a few showers, continued mild, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.